Yeah, it's not a huge ask, is it? And it's good to do regular exercise, as we've talked about before. It's got lots of benefits. And there's been a headline recently in The Mirror, which says exercising twice a week significantly reduces your risk of insomnia, a study finds. And what they're talking about is a new article. It's been in lots of newspapers as well. It's the BMJ Open. They've got a study there, and it's across 9 European countries, and over 4,000 people were involved in it. So it's a really, really good study that they've done. And they found that if you regularly exercise, it reduces your risk of insomnia. And they've done it over 10 years as well. So it's these people, they checked them sort of 10 years ago, and then they've repeated finding out how active they are. And they found that those people that have maintained their exercise and their activity have a much better sleep pattern. A, they're not likely to suffer from insomnia, and B, they aren't likely to oversleep. So they're going to get between kind of 6 and 9 hours of sleep every night, which is great. And I just thought what might be an interesting thing, and as well as flagging up the fact that exercise is good, as we've done before, is to maybe look at what we can do regarding sleep hygiene, what we can all do if we're having issues with sleep. What's important with sleep and with sleep hygiene is to stick to a regular pattern. And though it's really tempting, we should avoid daytime naps. some people call them nana naps, but we should maybe avoid it if we can. And lie-ins as well can be bad. So it's important to kind of flag that up, because that can then lead to a bad night's sleep. It's also important to get our bedrooms really in the best environment possible. So the temperature should be a little bit cooler maybe than the rest of the house. If we can, it should be as dark as possible. So with the earlier mornings coming up, we need blackout blinds if we can. And also we need to be looking at the actual environment we're in. It should be as clutter-free as possible, because that can really affect your quality of sleep. Then we come to the bed itself. Now, the bed should be for sleep and for sex and for nothing else.
Right.
So people that are sat there on their smartphones or on their tablets, the actual blue light from those screens can be really bad as well. But yeah, bed is for those two activities, nothing else. And you need to be really strict about it as well, to the extent that we really shouldn't be reading a book in bed. It should be in maybe a different room or in a chair, and then get into bed to go to sleep.
Oh, so, dear. Yes. I always read in bed.
Well, and how's your sleep change?
Well, not too bad, actually.
Well, there we are. You're the exception that proves the rule. and then the other thing that we should be looking at is planning regular daytime physical activity, as we've talked about in that article, avoiding caffeine, nicotine and alcohol in the 6 hours before bed as well.
Excellent. Great, Nick. Thanks.